Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I just want to bless the Lord God Almighty. Let us open prayer. Father, we want to bless your name, O God. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. For we know that you are a good God. You are the God who never fails. You are the God Almighty who reigns and who rules for eternity. Father, we present ourselves before you, Lord, to yield to your word. Speak to us, Lord, mighty God, as we are devoted, Lord, committed to yield to your word, to learn from you, Lord Jesus. So we ask you for your understanding, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody. This is a very wonderful day once again. Last time we left off from Genesis chapter 22, today we're going to be sharing 23, and this is a very sad moment, or a sad verse or scripture. It was the story about the death of Saul. You see, one thing I've come to realize is that when it comes to death, it is a very critical topic. You see, not everybody really talk about death. But one thing I do know is that death is something that is not the end of our life. One thing I've come to know that death do not have the final word. We are living on a time that many people are afraid of death, but they're not afraid of the life after death. You see, one thing I've come to realize is that we need to ask ourselves that where will my soul be, or what will become of me after death? You see, one thing is this, that Saul was in living a life that she was dead, and Abraham was preparing a proper burial for Sarah. And it is that when I look at this scripture, it really amazed me in a way that what will become of us when we die? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. You see, many of us are afraid of the physical death, but we are not afraid of the spiritual death. You see, Abraham prepared the burial for Sarah after the death. But the thing is that there is another death that we need to be concerned about, which is the spiritual death. The question we need to ask ourselves, are we preparing ourselves to face the afterlife? Are you preparing to face the consequences when the second death comes upon us? You see, many of us are so concerned about the first death, but we are not concerned about the second death, which is the most dangerous life. The physical death, the first death, is just the natural body. But our spirit will live and return back to the source, which is God. But the second death, which God will judge us. But the question is this, are we preparing ourselves to face that judgment day? Because the second death that you will live, that you will spend your eternity. The question is that, where are you going to spend your eternity after that? You see, this scripture, it opened my eyes to know that death is not the final word. Death is not the final word. We are going to come to understand the promise of God that death is not the final result. Death is not the final, but there is a promise of God upon us that we will spend eternity with Him. The Bible says that after the death of Sarah, Abraham wept for his wife and searching for a proper place to as a burial. And the Bible said that Abraham was a stranger, a foreigner in the land of Canaan. And Abraham have a high reputation. He was highly respected in that land. And I've come to realize today that a good character will bear fruit. In other words, what kind of nature or character are you displaying in your life? Abraham lived a respectful life. Though he was a foreigner, though God promised Abraham that he would give him the land of Canaan, but yet Abraham respected the people of that land. He said there are times that many of us will become so prideful because of God's promise upon our life, because we know that God has declared a promise. God has declared that He will use us mightily. We'll become prideful. We'll become ignorant. We'll begin to neglect all the people's opinion. Because they are not born again, we begin to look down upon them because of what God has said. But despise that though they are not believers of God, yet Abraham respected them. Abraham lived a Christ-like life until the time when Abraham was in a critical time of need. Because of his character, because of his ways, he was highly respected. The help which he needed was available and willing to offer to him because of his character. The question I have for everybody is this: how is your character? How have you been living your life to people? A time will come that your character, what you show to others, one day we are going to bear fruit of it. There will be a time that you will come the time of need of help. And if you are not living, if you are not showing a godly character, I'm here to tell you bad news, that the help will not come to you. Because one thing I've come to realize, Abraham received help because of the character he was exercising. So the Bible says that when Abraham went to the people of the land and asked for a piece of land as a proper burial for him, the Bible says that the people were willing to help. And the Bible said that Abraham requested one of the land of the people, and the Bible said that the man was willing to give Abraham, but Abraham asked that, no, I'm willing to pay a full price for that land. You see, one thing I've come to realize is this, that Abraham do not want to place, he don't want to depend on man for his blessing. Abraham do not want man to receive the glory, but rather God to receive the glory. You see, Abraham don't want to position himself to say that, he don't want to position himself that man will say that because of them, that is why Abraham was rich. Abraham puts his hope, his blessing, everything on God. Abraham do not take take advantage. He was not willing and ready to depend on man, but to depend on God fully. That is why Abraham said he was willing to pay the price. One thing I want to ask everybody, that when offer or help come to you, do you have the mind of depending on others? If you have that mind, we need to change that mindset. Because I want to tell you one thing, that a time will come that these people will boast and say that because of them, that is why who you are today. We don't need to depend on man. We don't need to depend on man, but rather let our hope be on God. So one thing the Bible says that Abraham presents the request before them. And one thing that amazed me is this. Abraham said that I want to have this land as a permanent burial for me, my wife, and for the generation to come. One thing that amazes me is this, that in those times, when a family or relative died, they usually buried them in their homeland. But yet we see that Abraham do not take Sarah to the homeland, but rather buried Sarah in Canaan, which was the place, the promised land. I've come to realize that Abraham was preparing to settle. Abraham was preparing not only a burial for Sarah, but also preparing to settle, preparing his death in the promised land. Abraham is basically declaring to people to let not only his descendant to know that this is the promised land. He's also declaring that the promise of God will not end in this place. The promise of God will not end in death. Remember, God has promised Abraham that you and your descendant, that he will bless them all. God promised Abraham that his descendant shall be filled as much as the star. When Abraham bought the land for his burial, Abraham was preparing a burial for his future. If you look at it in the further scripture, we are going to see that not only Sarah was buried in that place, Abraham was buried there, Isaac was buried in that very place also, even the wife of Isaac was buried also in that place, even the Jacob was also buried in that place. I want to realize that was a place, a permanent burial for Abraham and their descendants. Abraham knew that God would give him this land. And Abraham also knew that the promise of God would not end with him, but it would continue. I want to tell you a deep revelation that Abraham was looking not at this life, but rather he was preparing for the life after. Abraham knew that the promise of God would not end in Canaan, in the promised land. Abraham knew that is the promise of God would not end with his life. He knew that the promise of God would continue. He knew that his descendant, that he would not see his descendant, but rather he was preparing his life, not just for to dwell in the promised land, but preparing his life for the afterlife. The question we need to ask ourselves is this: are you preparing yourself? Are you preparing your
preparing your life for the afterlife? Are you preparing to reach gold to the eternal kingdom? Abraham was preparing for his future. He bought the land not only to bury Sarah, but also for his death. But yet Abraham knew the promise of God would not end with him. He knew that is why he bought that land as a permanent burial. He knew that the promise of God will not delay, will not stop at my death. So Abraham was preparing to settle down in the promise of God. He was preparing to settle down in the promised land. He prepared, he bought the land to prepare for the future. He prepared to settle down, knowing that God will give him the land which he promised. I want you to tell you one thing today. I want to ask you, want you to ask yourself, are you preparing for the future? What is the future? The future is eternal. The future, what is your future? Your future, your future is spend eternal life with God in heaven. Abraham was preparing. Abraham knew that God's promise would continue. But as for his life, as for himself, he was preparing not just a burial to die, but to spend eternal life with God. The question I want to ask you today is this, that are you preparing yourself? Are you preparing yourself for that day? Are you preparing yourself the day when you will leave this world? Are you preparing for the afterlife? Abraham was preparing himself for the afterlife. He was preparing the place where he would be buried, because he knew that one day he would die and I was spend eternal with God. Abraham was preparing the ground for his death. In other words, Abraham was preparing, knowing that he would spend eternal life with God. God have given Abraham that revelation that death is not the final, but there is life after death. The question is this: Abraham also knew that though he would die, but the promise of God will continue. I want to tell you this, my brother and sister, that God can promise you some things in your life. God can declare some things in your life. I want you to know one thing. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that not all the prophets see the promise of God. I want you to know one thing. God can promise you some things. It does not mean you will not fulfill it. It just means that there are times that we will not see the promise, but our descendants will see the promise. Because of the promise of Abraham, we are benefiting. We are enjoying the salvation of God, which God has declared, prophesied to the life of Abraham. We are embracing the promise of which God has declared to Abraham and to his descendants. We are the descendant of Abraham. We are enjoying the blessing of God because of his declaration of the blessing of Abraham. I want to tell you, my brother and sister, just because God promises something, it does not mean that you will live to see it. If I were you, do not just look at the promise. I want you to stand on the promise. But one thing I want you to know, prepare yourself. Prepare like Abraham. Prepare for that day when you will leave this world. Prepare your life. Abraham was full focused on that day. He was preparing for that day when he would die and spend eternal. He was preparing for the promise of God, which is to spend eternal God. He knew that there is a promise. He knew that there is a home after death. He was preparing for that day. Abraham was preparing for that day when he will go to God after today. The question is this: how many people today is preparing to die? To die on that day to go and face it. Are you preparing your spirit to face the Lord when you die? Are you preparing yourself? Do you have the salvation of God that the day you will die in this world and go to the tunnel? Abraham knew that after death he must face the Lord. So he was preparing his spirit. Abraham was preparing himself spiritually for that day when death will come upon him and he will go to the Father. The question I want to ask everybody today, are you preparing yourself spiritually the day you will die on this earth? Are you preparing yourself? Many of us, we are preparing the life insurance. We are preparing for all this insurance for the day we will die. But are you preparing yourself after death? Is your spirit ready to face the Father on that day when you died? Because Abraham was prepared. He was ready. He was prepared. He prepared the ground because he knew that the promise of God will not end with me. It is not because of the promise of God I will be alive. The promise of God will not keep me alive. He knew that he must prepare himself to face eternal with God. Don't think because God promised you that you will live to see all the promise. My brother and sister, prepare yourself for that day. Prepare yourself for that day. The day where the breath will leave this body. Prepare your spiritual life. Prepare yourself for the Lord. For that day when the Lord will come, where breath will leave you, when the grave is ready to embrace you. Prepare for that day. Do not just look at the promise of God, but there is a promise that we need to hold on. Is to spend eternal God, spend eternal life with God in heaven. And we cannot spend that eternal life with God if we don't receive Jesus as the Lord, our Lord and personal Savior. You have to repent. You have to repent of your sin. You have to be ready because there is debt after there's another life after debt. Abraham bought the land for Sarah, but he was also preparing the grave, that very place, for himself and his descendants. He knew that, oh my God, how many people is prepared for their debt? How many? Abraham was not afraid to die. Abraham was not afraid of debt. But rather, he was looking forward to the promise of God. He was looking forward. He knew the promise of God. He knew how many of us is ready. How many is afraid of dying today in this generation? We see many people in this COVID-19. We see many people are afraid of dying. They don't want to die. Oh my God, if you're afraid of death, it shows me that you are not ready. You are not ready to face the eternal King. You are not ready to face the life after death. You need to be ready, because when you are not afraid of death, when you're ready to face the God, you will not be afraid of death, but rather, You will even prepare the grave, prepare the ground for your death. Because Abraham knew that the life of this world is vanity. He was not settled down for this world. Abraham was not planning to settle down in this world, but rather he was investing his treasure in heaven. Where are you placing your treasure? Where are you planning to settle down? Where, Abraham, rather than investing is treasured in this world, but he was, but rather instead he was preparing a grave. Oh my God, what does a grave represent? What does it mean? The Bible said Jesus died in a grave, and in the third day he rose up. Oh mighty God, what does the grave mean? The grave means the grave, it is the doorway to the new beginning, to the Lord God Almighty. I want you to know that the grave is not the end, but rather the grave is a doorway. A death, death is a doorway. The grave is a doorway. We all must go through that door to face the Lord God Almighty. The question I want to ask you today, oh my God, are you prepared? Are you prepared to face the life when you go through that door? All of us must go through that door to face the King. How many people is ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go through that door? Are you ready to face the life when you go through that door? My God, Abraham was prepared. He prepared the ground before he even died. He prepared. He knew that this life is nothing. He knew that he's a stranger in this land of Canaan. He knew that he was a foreigner in that land. The question is this: we have become so familiar, so comfortable in this world, that we have forgotten that we are foreigners. We are strangers in this world. We don't belong in this world. We are not of this world, but we are in this world. I want to tell you, my brother and sister, prepare yourself like Abraham. Prepare your grave. Prepare your spirit, because that day, that door will open. Death have no respect for no man. He has no respect for no man. I want to tell you one thing. Death have no respect for no man. Oh my God. Oh Shati Kareba Siterebo Koriande. My God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everybody, I just want to encourage you today that this is a very hot topic, I'm telling you. But God is so faithful. I want to tell you, my brother and sister, that we must prepare ourselves. We must prepare ourselves after death. Abraham, if Abraham was preparing the grave for Sarah alone, I would say surely this is just for Sarah. But it's not just for Sarah, but for his descendant. Abraham bought the land. It shows that the promise of God would not end with him, but he was preparing himself for eternal life. He prepared himself because he knew that even though he dies, his promise of God will continue. My brother and sister, do you know that God's promise in your life will continue even though you are dead? God promised is yea and amen. But the question is this: why the promise of God is advancing? What will become of you? Do not think or boast because of God's promise in your life. Oh, my brother, sister, you missed the mark, but rather prepare yourself, prepare the grave, prepare the ground for that day. Prepare, oh Shatia Kayandela, prepare the grave, prepare the ground, prepare yourself for that promise for the tunnel. Prepare to go to face eternal life. That is what should be in our mind. The Father, that's what should be in our mindset. That God, I know you promised me to bless me in this world, but there's one promise that I'm pursuing, is to spend eternal life with you. I'm preparing my grave, preparing my ground, because I know that death is a doorway to the eternal kingdom. We need to prepare our life. Are you preparing your life? Where is your focus? Where are Are you investing yourself? Are you investing yourself on this body? Or you investing yourself on the spirit? We need to realize that Abraham was not investing on himself, because if Abraham was investing on himself, he would not have prepared a grave. Who will prepare, my brother and sister, think about it, who will prepare a grave while they are alive? Who will do that? That shows me that Abraham was not focused on the physical life, but rather preparing for the other life after death. My brother and sister, are you ready to face that life after death? Are you ready? We all going to go through that doorway to the eternal kingdom, to be judged, to face the judgment day. We all, the Bible says that he shall give to us, reward us according to our deeds. What is your deeds? What is your action? What have you been living your life in this world? You will be judged according to the deeds of your life in this world. My brother and sister, I have one message to tell you today, that death do not have the final word. That prepare yourself for the coming of Christ. Prepare yourself for the judgment day. Prepare to spend eternal life with God. Because one thing is this: death have no respect for no man. Death is at the door. We have to be ready. We have to be ready for that day. We have to be ready for that death. Because many of us are running away from death. But rather, Abraham was not running from death. But rather, preparing for death. Oh my God, what a revelation. Abraham was preparing the ground for death. Abraham was preparing a place for death. He knew that death would come to take him to the God Almighty. Many of us are running away from death, but Abraham was praying in the ground for death, because he knew that his spirit will live eternal with God. Oh, my brother and sister, are you running away from death, or are you preparing the ground for death? Death do not have power over you. Abraham was not afraid of death. He knew that death do not have the power over him. He knew that he will rise up with Christ once again. My brother and sister, are you afraid to die? Are you afraid of death? My brother and sister, do not be afraid. Give your life to Christ. Give your soul to Christ. Surrender all to God. Oh, you don't have to be afraid of death. Death will not have power over you. You will rise up. For the Bible said, we rise up with Christ. We will all rise up when it comes. The Bible said the dead will rise up first, and those who live in shall rise up with him. My brother and sister, do not be afraid of death. Do not be afraid. You will rise up again. You will rise up again. Oh, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for the life after death. God bless you, and have a blessed night.